Good morning and welcome to Big Jim's House with Big Jim O'Brien, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. Heard only on 94.7 CSX.
Here goes the dog again. Dang it. Just before 6 o'clock. Senator, I was actually Googling how to get tea out of a sweater, Aaron.
For me, thank you.
I was.
So, I got up.
It's a good start to the day. You got to get up. Yeah. That's good. Okay.
And then every morning, you know, I make my tea before I head out the door. And I had a bunch of stuff that I had to put in the back of the car for errands after work today.
Yes.
And I was trying to multitask and hold on to several different things at the same time. And spilled half my tea.
On your cardigan. Very nice sweater.
Not anymore. Now it's full of tea. And my skirt and my jacket and my tights. I'm like...
Well, embrace the Mr. T. Just call yourself Mrs. T this morning. Just do sports the whole time, like, Pistons on the road tomorrow night.
I pity the fool.
I pity the fool trying to block Andre Drummond. I beat you like a dog, Red Wings.
I need more gold chains.
Is that what it is? Yeah. We got them. We got some bling around here. We can do that one. Balboa, you need a real man. He's so angry in that movie. What's wrong with him? But I couldn't. Everything's like seltzer water and stuff. If you have any tips for getting tea out of clothing.
I went in the bathroom and tried, but whatever. I'll just go home and wash the sweater again.
We also have to take a picture this morning since we are speaking of clothing. Good morning to everybody, by the way.
Ryan looks fantastic.
Our producer Ryan is adulting the hell out of it this week. 2 days in a row with an adult outfit. Ryan, we have to get a photo. We'll put that up on our Facebook page.
I'm going to say something very British, but he looks very smart.
See, I'm going to be a nice guy this morning because there's such an easy slam there, and I let it go. I just let it go. Has he got a little British hat on this morning? I loved you and Mary Poppins, by the way.
The flat cap.
Great.
Yeah, why you got to pick on him about him dressing nice?
Hey, I let the smart comment go. Give me something, Mrs. T. What's coming up sports?
Who beat Tito this week in the Take on Tito?
Challenge? I beat Tito. I'm Mr. T.
Also, how was Lions punter Sam Martin doing after getting crunched on Sunday?
He got crunched like a dog, Balboa.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
Wait for the beat. Number.
Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
And graphic design. Don't wait to pursue your passion. Call Specs Howard at 248-358-9000 today.
CSX Big Jim's House 608. Here's Aaron V with sports.
Detroit Lions punter Sam Martin says he's fine after taking a precautionary trip to the hospital after Sunday's game in Chicago. He expects to play next week against Carolina, or this week against Carolina.
He actually got hurt, like they said, in the third quarter, and then he kept playing for a while.
He
punted a couple more times, didn't he?
He got whacked.
Yeah.
But he said he had some difficulty breathing. He declined to elaborate on his symptoms. Want to remind everybody, too, we will have tickets to give away to that game later this week.
Yeah. As a form of punishment if you're a Lions fan.
Pretty much. Also, yesterday, the Lions waived cornerback. You ready for this? Lindsey Pipkins.
I like Lindsey Pipkins. I remember I knew Lindsey Pipkins when we played at Mulberry.
That's what I thought of right away. I'm like, what a very British name.
I'll have to give Lindsey Pipkins a ring after the show. LA, right?
NHL Wings hosting the Coyotes tonight at LCA. I want to congratulate Jeremy Young from Owosso. He beat Tito in the Take on Tito Challenge this week, so he's going to get a cool prize from our friends at Tito's Handmade Vodka. If you want to play, really easy to do. Take on Tito is back, bigger than ever. You just text the keyword Tito, T-I-T-O, to 248-398-9279. That's T-I-T-O. We send the picks to your phone. Takes you 2 seconds. You make your picks. If you beat my dog, you can win prizes from Tito's Handmade Vodka and even win a trip for two to Hawaii in our company-wide contest.
We have operators standing by right now, by the way. Let's
for
make
what?
All the Tito lines ring. Text us, Tito. We'll send you the info by hand. Real quick note, NASCAR. David Pearson, the Silver Fox, passed away yesterday, age 83.
Didn't he have, like, the most wins at Michigan International?
Oh, was it? Yeah. Well, with Ford and Mercury, there were two cars in the 70s. Either Richard Petty and David Pearson, won over 100 races. I put up on the garage page, if you've never seen it, the 1976 Daytona 500. This is where the two of them wrecked each other.
Mm.
And the only reason Pearson won is because he could get his car restarted. Richard Petty's crew, you see him run out and push Richard Petty's car.
That's fantastic.
Oh, that's a great video. Text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
Garage.
David Pearson smoked a cigarette when he raced. He had a cigarette lighter in his car. How badass is that? CSX KSX, Big Jim's House, 624. Big Jim, Aaron B, producer Ryan, 32 degrees. That's about all we're going to get. 35 for high today. At least we're doing a little bit of snow. Roads are kind of slippery earlier this morning. All right. If you're out there driving this morning, make sure you drive no matter what your age is, whether it's 69, 49, 42, whatever you choose it to be. Because in this world, Aaron, you don't have to be any age anymore. God bless this man.
Are we going there now?
This Dutch businessman has taken it to a next level. He wants more Tinder matches, so he's legally trying to change his age to 49. He's 69 years old. He's a Dutch businessman, Emil Ratelband.
Is he rich?
Sounds like it. He's got some money, yeah.
But that's rich people stuff.
Well, here he is. He was on a show. Now, we have the video. This is the whole video of this, if you want to see it. We'll text it to you. The keyword, of course, is...
age.
Yeah, this is Emil explaining. He sounds like Austin Powers' gold member a little bit. A little bit.
My biological age is about 42, the doctor says. Right. But legally, I'm 69. The doctor says, if you look at my bones, if you look at my joints and my heart, everything, I'm more energetic, I'm more vitality as we used to be. If you look at our grandparents, for example, they look like 80 or 90. When I look at my grandparent, he was 56, I remember. He was looking like 85 today.
Okay, but you're not actually 42.
I want to legalize. I don't want to lie to anybody.
He doesn't want to lie to anybody, although he wants to change his age, which is basically lying about how old he is.
I must admit, though, he's very attractive for his age.
Yes, he's good.
He does
looking.
Not look 69 years old.
Does he look like he's 42 to you, Aaron?
Now, that was German. That wasn't Dutch.
Major age change. So the during the news show, they asked him a little bit more about this.
The judge was first laughing, and then I told him the serious matter. Yeah. And then he said, well, you have a point. Perhaps I want to be younger also.
Are you a little bit?
Crazy?
Yes.
No, I went to the shrink. Before I go to court, I go to the shrink.
What are the shrinks?
And I asked him, do I suffer the Peter Pan complex?
Yes.
And he cured me. No, he didn't cure me, but he examined me, and he said, no, you're not nuts.
You're not nuts. You're not the Peter Pan. Although Peter Pan does have chunky peanut butter as well, which is fantastic. Text us again if you want to see this entire interview. Keyword is...
age. All right, so I looked him up.
Yes, you did.
He has 7 children. He's expecting an 8th in 2019. So maybe he is on to something as far as his vitality is concerned.
He's got the virility there. What is the best age? 248-398.
Best age for what?
Just in general, not a very specific thing. If you could be one age, whether it's going back or going forward, what is that best age? 248-398-WCSX. This guy wants to change his age from 69 to 49.
I would stay where I'm at. Well, if I knew now what I, well, I would be younger and know what I know now.
Okay, if you could, well, we'll set it up that way. 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279. You know what you know now. You can pick any age you want. What would it be?
Yeah, that's tough.
You got one?
I'd probably go 27, 28.
I said 25. 25 for me. Ryan would be 19 because then you're still living at home and Liz is taking care of you. Pretty much. Is that fair?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Text 248-398-WCSX.
CSX, Big Jim's House, 639. Big Jim, Aaron V, our resident young guy, producer Ryan in the studio with us. We're talking about Bob Seger and Bob Seger Boulevard and the stickers. Now, if you want to get those stickers, we had a lot of people yesterday, Aaron, ask it on our Facebook page. How can they get them? Well, you can come to CSX events. Like, I'll be at Dick Uvar's on Thursday night out in Richmond. You can stop on by there.
And then I'll be at the Santa Parade in Mount Clemens on Saturday, and I'll have some. But, yeah, I've been on Facebook all morning answering people on our Big Jim's House page. They're like, "How I live out of state. You know, I don't get out much."
We want people to get these that really want them. These stickers, they're fantastic looking. You can see them there. So we've decided to go old school. All you got to do is go to the text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword, of course, is...
Seger.
And we'll give you our mailing address to the radio station so you can send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. And our producer, Ryan, said, what the hell is that? You've never heard us? And when I mentioned this before, you looked at me like I was speaking in Latin.
Yeah, don't worry. I will not be in charge of sending them out or taking care of them. I have no idea what that is.
Okay, so back in the day, like, for example, Betty Crocker used to do this a lot on the cereal boxes, too, where if you sent a self-addressed stamped envelope, they would send you...
You get like toys
coupons
and stuff. Yeah,
and
coupons. I remember, wasn't it like you were saying Match? I remember Matchbox. I swear it was Hot Wheels. Same
Hot
thing.
Hot Wheels and Matchbox.
You saved like so many receipts. What was it like before UPC codes or whatever? Like proof of purchase.
Six receipts and they'd give you a little car if you sent a self-addressed.
Stamped envelope, which is
exactly
hard to
too
say.
Much work.
No, but back then it wasn't that bad of a, it wasn't that big of a deal. 248-398-WCSX. We're educating our young Ryan, our resident young guy this morning.
The keyword is Seeger, and that's S-E-G-E-R, by the way.
Yeah. It's One Radio Plaza Street, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. Self-addressed stamped envelope. Yeah, man, I'm thinking like, we would get like, you could get like stickers from skateboard companies back in the day. They would do that where they would, you could send them the envelope and they would send you back a couple stickers.
Why wouldn't they just put a sticker in the box of cereal, make it easier for the person?
Sometimes they did that, but they wanted you to save a bunch of them. It was a big deal.
When I was part of the Pat Benatar fan club, I sent an envelope, stamped, self-addressed, and they sent me back Pat Benatar stickers and a guitar pick.
Seriously?
Yes.
See, I seem to remember at one point, maybe I'm crazy, 248-398-WCSX, 248-398-9279.
Is that like the box tops for cereal boxes?
Kind of. Yeah, you'd have to save those.
I remember those things when I was little.
Yeah, you had to. So what you had to do was you would save so many of them, and then you sent them a self-addressed stamped envelope, and they would send them back to you.
It's just too hard to even say.
I know. Well, believe me, but we're all in here in the studio going, Samalo. 248-398-WCSX. I see people sending them in right now. But yeah, so for people listening all over the country, I know there's different ways to listen to the morning show here. One Radio Plaza Street, that's important, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220. Trying to think what else. There was a lot of them, though. You're right. There was a lot of them. That's what we did. That's how you got stuff back in the day.
Cereal box. I just remember cereal boxes, mm-hmm. sitting there eating my cereal, reading the back of the box, thinking about all the things I could get in the mail.
The back of comic books, too. You could save so many, and they'd send you something.
Bazooka Joe Bubblegum, too, always had stuff.
Oh, yeah. All right. Now we got to go to Google and look all this stuff. Anyway, Bob Seeger, you want your very own street sign sticker? We will send it to you. Text us first. We'll get you the address. Keyword.
Seeger, S-E-G-E-R.
CSX Big Jim's House, 650, 32 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. We're sitting here talking about self-addressed stamped envelopes because we've had people from all over the country wanting their Bob Seeger Boulevard stickers that we have. And we'll send them to you. All you got to do is send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. That's tough to say.
Self-addressed stamped envelope.
It doesn't roll trippingly off the tongue. Now, if you want it, we'll text it to you. We'll get you the address. Of course, the keyword for that is
Seeger, S-E-G-E-R. But it's right on the page.
Yeah, we realized this morning our producer Ryan did not realize because he our resident young guy grew up in a generation where they don't do that anymore. They just don't. We grew up where, like you said, was it Pat Benatar?
Pat Benatar, yeah.
I got one from the Kiss Army in 1978. If you sent them a self-addressed stamped envelope, you got a letter back that said, count yourself in. As an enlisted member in the ranks of the internationally famous Kiss Army, you are now an important part of one of the most devoted legions in the world. And it came from Sergeant Baker, executive director of the Kiss Army. But that's what you did. You sent him the self-addressed stamped envelope, and that's what you did there. One Radio Plaza Street, Ferndale, Michigan, 48220.
I remember something with Smokey the Bear, too.
Smokey the Bear?
Yeah, the bear that would be like, help us prevent forest fires.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
Yeah.
You sent him something, they sent you something back.
Yeah, you got like stickers, like I'm a fire ranger or something like that. I remember my cousins and I filling out all the...
I do remember like for, like I said, for skateboards and stuff when they first came out like in the late 70s, early 80s, man, that's what you did. You had to mail it off to get one of these things from GNS or Town and Country or any of the big skateboard companies. Kim in Detroit, good morning.
Good morning, Jim. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, what's going on this morning?
Well, you're talking about self-addressed envelopes and the cereal boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was a member of the Osmond, Donny Osmond fan club, too. And 16 Magazine or Tiger Beat, I can't remember.
Oh, Tiger Beat. But I remember all the contests they would have.
Yeah. And they would say that, so I sent away once, and I got like a little membership club card first, and then I got like the mailing stuff, 8x10 glossies of everybody and everything. Remember that?
But that's how you had to send it in that way. That's what you did, right? A self-addressed stamped envelope. That's how we got things.
Yeah. And on the back of the cereal boxes, they would have those cut out 45 records.
Yeah, but Aaron brought up the, oh my God, oh no, I had those. Kiss. I got to find this now, because wasn't it Kiss?
Yeah,
Kiss had the 45s.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I had a Bobby Sherman. Remember that guy? That
I do remember up? Bobby Sherman. Oh, yeah.
God.
And it wasn't back then. It wasn't UPC codes. It was proof of purchase. That's what you had to have. Was proof of purchase. Yep, that
like
was it.
10,000 little barcodes or whatever you had.
That was it, man. All right, Kim, we got to run. Have a good morning.
Yep, you too, guys. Bye.
All right, again, keyword Seeger. We'll text it to you from the mailing address and send us a self-addressed stamped envelope. What was that? Yeah, it was the Boxcom. I don't remember what you got, though. It was like a ring or something like that. I mean, it was never anything that you kept. They got into the Sea Monkeys for a while. You had to save up.
Oh, yeah. Sea Monkeys.
Yeah.
And Ovaltine.
You mix those together. It's just brine shrimp and chocolate milk. Really nasty. CSX Big Jim's house, 7 o'clock. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, 32 degrees, 35 for high today, and clouds. I don't know. I thought it was really beautiful today with a little bit of snow on the ground covering the trees. I put a picture up on our Facebook page of the trees here in the parking lot. Looked great.
I like it from far away. I like it when
I'm... Like Jamaica, Bermuda, somewhere down there.
Exactly. Yeah, like looking at pictures or sitting inside of a nice heated home looking out the window at it.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you got to get out in it.
No.
Says the guy who sits in a box for 4 hours and talks into one of these. Shut up, Jim. Anyway, a little after 7 o'clock. Now, you can start looking forward to next summer because we have something for you. Beat the box office tickets to see Weird Al, Meadowbrook, July 5th. What a great date for this, too. By the way, did you see the little more? I was reading a little more details about this show. He's got a full orchestra that's coming with him.
What?
Seriously, this is a huge show. This is not just Weird Al. Of course, he'll be rocking the accordion, but he's gone big with this. Now, Aaron has been finding us classic rock accordion jams. And if you want to go to the show, listen closely. We're going to play this. All you're going to do is tell us the name of the song. You ready? Here we go. Sounds like somebody walking around an Italian restaurant just playing that for you. Okay, do you know that song?
That took me a minute. I had to wait because the first part, I'm like, oh, I don't know what that is. 248-398-9279. That's 248-398-WCSX. Do you know the classic rock accordion tune?
Please get it because she keeps playing these in the office all
They're
day.
They're amazing.
CSX Big Jim's house, 7:05, 32 degrees. Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. And, of course, we got Weird Al tickets. We're beating the box office all week. All you have to do, Aaron, is bye. We have this version of a classic rock song played on accordion. You have to identify it. Now, just, again, a little backstory. Aaron plays these a lot in the office during the course of the week. So we got, what, 3 more days of doing this.
Hey, wait till I move on to the kazoo.
If you mean Kalamazoo, yeah, then no, we're not doing kazoo rock. We're focusing on accordions this morning. 248-398-WCSX. Can you identify this tune? Huh. Yeah, that might have given away the end. Jeff and Warren, what's up, buddy?
Good, how you doing?
Good. Do you know what song it is?
Yeah, Celebrate.
No, it is not. Good guess, though, man.
It's not Celebrate. It's not
All right, thanks.
Some recording guy walking on. Celebrate good times. Come on. Let's celebrate. Neil in Dearborn, what is that accordion classic rock song?
Is it Best of Both Worlds, Van Halen?
It's not. Good try, though. Thank you.
We got the best of both worlds. Dennis in Belleville.
How's it going?
Good. Do you know what song it was?
Back in Black by AC/DC.
No, but you're in the right wheelhouse. Try again. Thanks.
Dancing around.
Thanks.
We'll try one here. Steve and Warren, what is that?
Highway to Hell.
There it is.
Bravo. Yes. You get to go see Weird Al at Meadowbrook Amphitheater July 5th of next year.
Okay. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you beat the box office, Steve. Thanks for listening, man.
Yep. Thank you.
All right, hold on. Now do you hear it? This is like something you'd hear at Roma Cafe, right? Somebody walking around singing it. You got it?
Right there.
Come on to the highway to hell. Well, say your name. Okay. I'm sounding more like the guy that ran the restaurant, Lady of the Tramp. Anyway, we will have more of those for you all week long. We'll beat the box office for Weird Al coming to Meadowbrook Amphitheater July 5th. And, of course, coming up next, we got to play the song.
Of course.
The real song, not the entire accordion version, no.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
It's lemony, peppery, and it really hits the spot.
Call or text 248-3888.
CSX, Big Jim's house, 717, Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and time for People Helping People with the support of our friends at Mother Waddles making this possible, and it's time to find out who needs help in your life. It's a simple way to do it.
It's one of my favorite things that we do here at Absolutely. Big Jim's house. All that you need to do is text the keyword people to 248-398-9279, and we'll send you a link. The goal is to match people in need with people who are willing to help them. For example, there's somebody that's in need of winter coats and boots.
Right.
Simple as that. Maybe you have extra boots laying around. Maybe you have coats laying around. Things like that. It's all about you helping people.
Now, we're not going to be putting people's names on the website as well, so there is a level of privacy to this, and we'll connect you with the folks who need the help. So, but the first step is we got to find out who they are. It could be you. It could be someone you know in your life. Again, text us, keyword people. It's right on the front page, WCSX.com. It's also on our Facebook page, Twitter, everything else, everything you need to know. I say it all the time. Nobody can help everybody. Everybody can help someone. If you can change one person's life during the holiday season, why not?
Yeah, maybe nominate yourself or another right. family that you know, or you can review the stories because people post like what they're in need of, and then you click on the offer help button, and then the system connects you with that person. It's really cool.
Yeah, everybody in the Motor City, we hear from folks all the time. It's like, how can I help? You think back to the beginning of the year, we helped out Ron, the veteran. Remember when he had the fire in his house? And, you know, over the course of the year, we've done so much with different charities and stuff, but this is a chance for you to get directly involved. It's people helping people. Again, 248-398-WCSX. All you got to do is text us. The keyword, of course, is...
people.
Yep. CSX, welcome to Big Jim's house, 732. Thanks for joining us. 32 degrees, mid-30s for a high today. A little bit of snow covering the ground this morning. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll have Twas a Girl's Night Before Christmas. Family four-pack to go see that musical at the City Theater. Now, before you go out, a lot of people, this time of year, we're making a lot of holiday drinks, right, Aaron? We you know, alcoholic, non-alcoholic, but you have eggnog and different degrees of milk, whole milk and 2%, but a lot of people are using almond milk. I drink almond milk. It's pretty good, actually. It depends. You can get unsweetened, sweetened, different ones, vanilla, different flavors and stuff. It's not bad. So if you're, you know, what is it, lactose intolerant? Is that what it is? If you don't like milk?
It's not that you don't like it.
You can't drink it.
It doesn't like you.
Exactly. That's a better way of saying it. So a lot of people.
I have that problem.
Yeah, that's right. You do. So yeah. We found this and we're like, man, Aaron needs to know about this. Because a lot of people say to themselves, how do you milk almonds? Where do they get almond milk from? Well, we actually have a video of an almond milk farmer.
They have tiny udders.
They do, actually. And here he is talking about it. Now, this is educational, so if you're a teacher listening this morning, maybe you want to show it to your kids in class, text us. The keyword, of course, is nut.
Nut, N-U-T.
N-U-T. Here's just part of it. Again, this is all under the umbrella of education as we learn about almond milk this morning. Everyone kind of just take out your notepads and put your pens down.
Milk in a 600-kilogram Holstein? Now, that's easy. Milk in a 1-gram almond? That's hard. Tiny little udders. Tiny. I'm third generation nut milker now, and I love what I do. There's so much confusion in city folk these days. They're talking about nuts don't lactate, nuts don't have nipples. I'll show you a nut nipple. So this is a tandem nut milker. It milks two nuts at a time.
It's amazing.
It's comfortable for them.
Yes.
They want to be milked. You'll never see a happier nut than a freshly milked nut. And, you can hear them a little bit. If you listen, you hear that chirping? That's a happy nut. Back in the old days, we used to train gerbils to milk the nuts, but they would eat some of our herd, and it wasn't an idea. So these dual nut milkers have really changed the game. I'd say...
Hey, it's education.
Well, I know exactly how many we got. We got 564 of these running 24/7. It's quite the operation. So it takes about 200 almonds to get a half gallon of almond milk.
See, you learned something there.
See that rare, that's what you get from a couple of nuts. Looks like milk to me. Nice and warm.
There you go. So now you know everything. There's a lot more to this video, too. This is, if you ever wondered, now you know.
This is so bad because it's misinformation. There's going to be little kids running around.
What are you talking about? That's one to grow on right there. That's one. We should. That's an ABC after school special right there. Learn about how to milk almonds. Nut farmers everywhere are like, thank you. Nut dairy farmers are like, thank you. What's the keyword for that, Aaron? Just want to see if she could do that. You made it a hell of a lot longer on that audio than we thought you did. We had you pegged for 30 seconds and you would completely fall out. Keyword is nut if you want to see a video about a guy milking almonds. Yep, that's a thing. Yeah, you made it a minute. We're proud of you.
It's so wrong on so many
it
levels.
It really is. But God, it's funny. And the video's even better. I'm telling you, folks, man, you have got to see the video. You all right? We may play that again.
My eyes are watering.
I can see it right now. It's 735 CSX. Hey, quick reminder. We only got two more days till the start of firearm season four deer hunting. That's right, Thursday. So we're going to be out Thursday morning doing our deer hunting here, a producer Ryan. But then Thursday night, it kicks off the 7th annual Buck Poll. Dick Gavars, Richmond Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. It's Thursday and Friday, 2 to 9 p.m. each day at the dealership, South Main Street in Richmond. Now, there's a couple cool things about this. First of all the information you need for it, all you got to do is text us. Keyword is
Buck.
Buck. B-U-C-K. We'll send it to you. This is a great event. If you've never been, that was the first time last year that I went. I'll be out there Thursday night, and then my buddy, our buddy, Jenny Olson, will be out there from Michigan Out of Doors on Friday night. She's fantastic. There's going to be prizes for men's, women's, and youth categories, a Grand Buck Champion prize for the two-day event. Every hunter that registers a deer will receive a gift card in the registration package. You're going to get all sorts of stuff. They'll have raffles going on. Ram trucks, of course, will be there. They'll have an exhibit showcasing the all-new 2019 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4. And then you get gas cards for every individual participating in a test drive. Or, hell, you can just test drive mine because I got one from Dick Gavars, Richmond Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Friday and Saturday. Thursday and Friday. Why don't I do that? 2 to 9 p.m. at Dick Gavars, Richmond Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. Thursday and Friday, the 7th annual Buck Poll. It has become a huge event, and we will be there for all the information. Again, text us, 248-398-WCSX. The keyword is...
Buck. Ooh, baby. That's the part of the couple skate where you pick yourself up off the ground because you tripped.
Or you push away from each other very majestically, and you realize she's actually pushed you all the way over to the concession stand where you can't get back to her. 8 o'clock, Big Jim's house, Big Jim Aaron V, producer Ryan. It was a sad day yesterday, but you talk about a full life. Stan Lee passed away at age 95. Is there anybody who didn't love Stan Lee? I mean, beyond the Marvel comics we all grew up reading, and then the movies and everything else, I sat at the dinner table last night with my son Adam, and he rattled off like 20 Marvel superheroes. Just boom, 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 boom. When I was a kid, I think it was Wednesdays, I would walk from my house to the 7-Eleven, and they had the stand with the Marvel comics. And I would wait for the latest X-Men and the Avengers and Daredevil. It was clockwork, man. I would bug the guy. I had to get him.
Is it in yet? Is it in yet?
Oh, I would. He knew. After school, man, dude, drove him nuts. Would absolutely show up there. And then I think I put a picture up on our Facebook page. I had the honor a couple of years ago. It's such a small part of the Marvel Universe, but I got to actually be a voice of a bad guy in one of Stan Lee's cartoons.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, it's called Chakra. It was in India, and I'm D'Souza, the bad guy. It's pretty, doing this voice.
I got to meet him at Comic-Con in San Diego quite a few years ago, which was pretty cool. But that show, Superhuman, I was hooked on.
Always gracious to everybody when he'd come here to the Motor City as well. I mean, Stan Lee is part of your childhood, everyone's childhood. And one of the cool things that you do is now with all the movies, people are going back and doing this. And someone did this yesterday before we found out about Stan Lee. The Thor movie, Ragnarok. You remember, it was such a huge deal when the Led Zeppelin song came out, when they put Immigrant Song in there.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Which, by the way, cost them seven figures to get it from Led Zeppelin. Led Zeppelin, you don't hear a lot of Led Zeppelin in movies, so it costs them a lot of money. But there's a scene at the end of the movie where Thor kind of turns back into the god of lightning and thunder and all this good stuff.
Yeah, he's got bolts coming out of his eyes. Right. He's got the big hammer, and he's going crazy.
So now, if you want to, a lot of people have tried to do this, and somebody finally nailed it. They took the scene, and they remixed it with this song.
What were you, the god of again?
See his eyes just light up. And he proceeds to just kick ass. Now, if you want to see this, we've got it, actually. Somebody put it up on Reddit. We'll text it to you. 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword is...
Thor.
Yeah. T-H-O-R. Fantastic.
Ladies, it's worth watching, I promise you.
I'm a man butt, and dude, come on. He's awesome.
He's so beautiful.
248-398-WCSX. Text us, of course. The keyword is
Thor.
I wanted to be Wolverine. I didn't want to be Thor when I was a kid. Just to have claws come out of the back of my hands. CSX, Big Jim's House, 806. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan. My buddy Bill just texted me and said, you should play that every Friday at 8 a.m. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe.
That's a great idea.
Kick you in the ass. That would definitely be, wouldn't be bad. We'll have to think about that. 32 degrees, 35 for a high today, mid-30s. Nice outside. I don't see any deer tracks in the snow here at the radio station. We do have a family of deer. I haven't heard, when's the last time you saw them?
Thursday.
So they are over here by our radio station.
I only saw the buck and I didn't see the doe. I only saw the buck last Thursday, but I saw the whole family 2 weeks ago.
We live in a, we live here. Well, you know, we have this business park here that we're over in, we call it Ropedale. It's Royal Oak, Oak Park and Ferndale, right? So we're like, what, 8.5 in Coolidge Ryan, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. So this family of deer. So here's a question this morning. As we get ready for deer hunting season, obviously Thursday with the firearms and a lot of deer are out. Other than in the wild, where have you run into a deer? Because, dude, they're everywhere this year. I'm seeing them like the strangest places.
I ran into two of them on I-75 northbound heading into Sault Ste. Marie.
You literally ran into
them. Yes,
it's a little bit different.
Well, they ran into me.
They ran into you. But we were talking about this for two stories. Do you get any out in your neighborhood, or are they just buried underneath all your leaves?
Yeah, no, none out in Livonia. But when I lived in Brighton, I mean, you'd see them swimming across to the islands and stuff like that when I lived on the lake.
I told you guys last year, I turned out of my, I live in Waterford, and I'm a little subdivision, you know, and I turned out, I backed up, and I turned and went to go forward, and there's two deer just standing right in the middle of the street.
That's cool.
Just staring at you like, what are you doing? Where are you going? It's 4:30. Where are you going? What are you doing up? The reason we mentioned all this, too, is because there's two videos. Are these both in the same post?
Yes. Yep.
Okay. This guy is a pastor at a church, and they're on their soccer field, right? Is it the soccer field?
Yes.
Okay. And he decides that this deer, who is really upset, it's rutting. Is that what they call it? Rut? It's in the rut.
Yes.
Rut. So they're out looking for, they're trying to impress the female deer. So the dude, Aaron, grabbed the deer. This is a buck. He grabbed it by the horns and is trying to hold on to the damn thing. He's wrestling this buck.
The fact that he just said, you better back up off me, deer.
Right.
Hey, are you okay?
Yeah. You okay?
He got thumped.
He's not okay. He got poked.
I don't know.
So the guy.
Dude, he smacked me.
Yeah, no, because you went and tackled this deer. The deer was on their soccer field at their church area.
Yeah, it's like one of the, like a church school, you know, like a Catholic school.
Yeah, and he went out and tried to tackle the deer and hold it.
But why?
Because it kept kind of, it wouldn't leave the field.
It wouldn't leave the field.
You read the whole post. He explains why he did this, but it was a dumb move.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so it's attack is the keyword?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Right, I'm going to look at it.
Yeah. This guy.
Yeah, he kind of walks up to him and you can see the deer starting to get kind of like, you're in my area, you guys. What are you guys doing here? This is my area. And just kind of goes up to the pastor and starts attacking him. And that's when he grabs the antlers and tries to wrestle him.
248-398-WCSX. Other than in the wild, where have you seen a deer here in the Motor City? Because this is that time of year. What was it, about a month ago? We had the one run into the Best Buy in Novi. Remember that? Yep. It was like where they had to use like furniture boxes and stuff or appliance boxes to herd the thing out of there. Now, the other one that's up there is just as weird. And I showed you that one of the guy with the bucks jumping over it. He's laughing his butt off.
That's wild.
There's a buck in someone's yard. There's a chain link fence. And then as he's going to do a job, another one jumps over.
Get him, boy.
My boy's showing off with eating dough out there.
Yep, that was one of them.
Look, eat him some, boy.
Larry the Cable Guy doing
it. Tell about his.
There you go. So they wound up like three bucks banging on each other and just locked up antlers in the front. It's crazy, isn't it?
That's awesome. And it's cool because you see the does in the background and that's why they're fighting. They're trying to get the lady deer's
attention. Well, as the doe of the show, does that impress you at all when they do that?
No.
No? It wouldn't.
Well, you know what? Why don't you and Ryan beat each other up for like the next 20 minutes and I'll let you know how it goes.
I'm not, but no. You want to?
No.
You sure you don't want to rut? Come on, man.
I want to do that.
Come on. You know you want to.
You want to rut?
You want to rut? You want to rut? You want some of this? You want some of this, beard boy? I will take you down to Chinatown, baby. I want to put on some high karate. This is about to get real.
Did you just say Chinatown?
I will open up a can of whoop booty on you. You want to rut?
No, I don't want to rut.
You want to rut?
You better watch out. I'll go get my deer costume on.
Uh-oh.
Make it official.
Right. Do it. Do it. Go get it. Let's
hell
run.
Out you, man.
I'm going to impress some women in this radio station this morning. Let's run. We're going to do it.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
I got to let the machine get it. Bye.
Believe it or not, George.
CSX Big Jim's house, 821. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and we're talking about deer. Obviously, Thursday, firearm season underway. A lot of people already heading up north, making their plans to go hunting, stopping at Tony's and Birch Run and picking up their food and getting ready to go and playing Fredbear over and over and over and over and over and over and over.
That's the last thing I would eat if I was about to go sit in a deer blind for 12 hours.
Yeah, it's true. You definitely need some sort of like aerosol, some sort of air freshener, like 80 of them. Anyway, we were talking about too, because there's a couple videos out of deers attacking various people. One guy, a pastor, decides, you saw the video, he tries to wrestle a deer. I don't know what he's thinking. He's holding on to the antlers of this buck. I think he's going to tire out before the buck does, because they're in the rut right now, so this thing is freaking out. And then the other one of the bucks jumping the fence.
To try and impress the lady deer.
They are. Hello, ladies. Ryan and I are going to rut in the hallway in about 20 minutes. I'm going to just headbutt the hell out of him.
Are we going to Facebook Live that?
You're damn right.
Can he wear the reindeer costume?
He's all dressed up today. He's got his adult clothes on. But if you want to see the videos, 248-398-WCSX, text us. The keyword is...
attack. Yeah. We got a message that says, I just dropped my kids off at school in Sterling Heights and five does and a buck ran by.
Okay, here's my question. Do the deer know that Thursday's the beginning of the season? I know they don't read, they don't have calendars and stuff like that, but is there some internal clock in a deer where they're like, I got 48 hours to run around?
I think they do know.
I do too, on some level.
Because when you go up north by my mom and dad's, they tend to hide between certain hours.
Oh, and if you go to a movie theater today, they're sitting in there. Oh, yeah. They're all in there at the matinee. They're watching Star Is Born. I got Bradley Cooper. It's a good movie. CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan this morning. It's 836, 32 degrees, 35 for high today. It's really nice outside. Looks good outside, man. A little bit of snow on the ground. Go out there and you can make little snow angels, and maybe Sunday after the game you can go lay in it and cry if you're a Lions fan. Just sit out there and curl up in a fetal position. Now, when the story showed up on Channel 4 last night about these folks in St. Clair Shore and how they're leaving the Lions, I immediately thought of our buddy Crackman.
Bing, bang, boom! Down a feeling day! A high victory! Woo! That's what we're talking about, baby!
You think about it. Now the Cubs have won the World Series and Cleveland's got, they're doing their thing with LeBron. They got their title. The Lions are the Cubs of the NFL, aren't they, at this point? They're like the sad sack team. Even the Browns have hope now with their young guys that they're doing.
Oh, yeah. I'd much rather be a fan of the Browns or in the Browns organization than the Lions organization.
Are we the Cubs of sports now, Aaron?
I think so.
I think we are, too. I really think we are.
I think we have been for a long time.
Every time we get a new coach, we get a new GM, we get this guy and this guy and this thing, we're going to get a new stadium, and it never works. So here's a story. Now, if you want to see the entire story, we'll send it to you. We want to hear what you think about this. Would you ever consider divorcing the Detroit Lions? We'll text it to you, 248-398-WCSX, of course. The keyword is...
Lions.
Right, here's the story from Channel 4.
My heart is heavy as I make this announcement. We've hung on for years and tried to improve this one-sided relationship, but it's come to divorce.
Christy and Nathan Carpo did not come to this decision lightly.
That's right, Lions. We're done.
After 28 years of fandom, they're divorcing the Lions.
Football wasn't fun anymore, and football's supposed to be fun. We're huge football fans.
Christy says the dating phase was lovely.
Barry Sanders era, all that good stuff, so I actually got some, positive.
But soon, the relationship took a turn. It became a vicious cycle.
Over and over again.
The Carpos say the 0-16 season was a low point, but this season was the breaking point. So the family is switching allegiances from Honolulu blue to red. It's what's best for the kids.
We don't want them to have 28 years of disappointment.
To the Carpos, it's not about the money. In this divorce, it's about getting a better quality of life.
I want my happy back with my football.
Okay, they're going to become Chiefs fans now, so they're jumping on that bandwagon.
Wow. You know what, though? I understand where they're coming from, but if I would have said that every time the Red Wings lost a game back in the day.
When they were the Dead Wings in the
80s? When they were the Dead Wings.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, come on, if you're a real Detroiter, you root for them no matter what.
Isn't that the, it sounds sadistic, but isn't that kind of the fun that you know there's a train wreck coming, you just don't know when it's going
to
hit?
Oh, I root. I like to see, like the 0-16 season was awesome. Man, it was the last time, I mean, besides the Browns doing it a couple years later, but.
Why would you go that
history.
Far? I don't know. I'm with you, Aaron. I'm like, so what? I mean, if you're either in or you're out.
For me, it's always, you know, the Lions are always going to be my team because I'm a Detroit girl and I grew up here, right? But what you do to kind of offset the miserable is you pick another team to root for as well. Like your loyalty, my loyalty will always be.
Are you talking about a fan affair? You have a fan affair with another team?
I do.
Okay.
One team.
Mine is the Rams and Jared Goff.
You're having a fan affair with the Los Angeles Rams?
Yes, because of Jared Goff.
Who are you having a fan affair with this year?
Nobody in the NFL. Okay. I don't, maybe Cleveland just because I watched their show, Hard Knock. But I'll bet anybody $1,000 that this guy, you could peek into his window on Sunday and see him watching the Lions game.
Yeah.
I bet you $1,000 this family's still going to watch Lions games.
If you want to see it, we'll text it to you, the whole story, 248-398-WCSX. Of course, the keyword is
Lions.
I had a neighbor who would get so upset after Lions games, he would just go out and work in his yard. And it wasn't like raking, it was angry raking. Like he was swinging it over his head like he was the Highlander. Stupid, wham, wham, just raking and tearing stuff up in his yard.
Stay inside, Rick's punching down trees again.
I've been saying this for years, though. You know your team is bad when every jersey you see at the stadium where your team plays is of players that don't play for the team anymore.
I like to screw everybody up when I go to Ford Field. I wear a Brandon Inge Lions jersey. That way you're covering both of them, our favorite player that left the Tigers and the Lions at the same time.
Honestly, how many Sanders jerseys do you see still when you go to Ford Field?
Absolutely. How many Golden Tate jerseys are you going to see this Sunday? Too soon? After the breakup? We can't do that? Too soon?
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house.
On the telephone?
This boy talking about on the telephone, man.
Explain it.
Now we know there's a...
94.7 WCSX, Big Jim's house, a little after 9 o'clock. Big Jim, Aaron V, producer Ryan, and People Helping People underway, and we are looking for submissions right now.
Yes, if you or someone you know is in need of help, all that you need to do is text the keyword people to 248-398-9279. That's people to 248-398-WCSX. We'll send you the link, and then you either nominate yourself or somebody that you know that's in need of assistance. Like, for example, one of the posts already on the page is... children that need boots and coats for this winter and gloves and things like that.
Hey, looking out the window this morning, snow on the ground, you're trying to take care of your kids and do the best you can. You read these stories, too, and trying to get your kids to school without coats and winter boots in the Motor City, that's tough, man. So there are a lot of opportunities for you to get involved as well. So when you see someone that you want to help out, you just click on it, and then you offer help, and we coordinate that here at the radio station. So everything gets handled. And thanks again to Rick Frazier and everybody at Mother Waddles for being a huge part of this program. For the past couple of years. So Mother Waddles, again, being involved with people, helping people.
It's just amazing how it works because you match, or we rather match people in need with those who have things to offer them. That's the whole premise of how it works. So just text the keyword people to 248-398-9279.
It's always easy to reach Big Jim's house. Call or text 248-398-WCSX.
This is CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan. I was just reading about Guy Fieri. He has been out in California serving up barbecued pork and other barbecue to first responders and firefighters. The campfire, the one that up in Northern California, on his own dime, there have been a couple food trucks. You're seeing these people left and right. What's going on out there? Did you know that they said yesterday afternoon, the smoke from that fire carried all the way here to Detroit?
I believe it.
All the way here to Detroit.
I was watching Sunday football, and there was people in crowds, and I think it might have been the San Diego game. You and I were talking about
The Raiders. The last night of Monday Night Football and during the San Francisco game, they were wearing masks. They had like the players taking oxygen.
Yeah.
Yeah, because of that. So coming up next, I found out something kind of interesting. Did you know there is a National Firefighters Day?
What?
I was wondering about this because somebody mentioned, they go, how come there's not a Firefighters Day? We don't spend a day to honor firefighters. There is one, and we'll talk about it next. CSX, Big Jim's house, Big Jim, Aaron V, and producer Ryan wrapping up the show. Jolene's coming in next. Of course, we're going to have a busy Wednesday, as always. We'll have Battle of the Burbs, the Red Wings tickets, the Red Hot Red Wings. or What Would You Do Wednesday?
Oh, this is a doozy. It involves a wedding ring.
And we've got pictures as well to support this whole discussion. We'll get into that as well. And then, of course, I have more Weird Al tickets. You got to go find more accordion music after the show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay. So now,
I will drive you nuts.
I know. It's all right. I can put on headphones, man. All right. So, the firefighters and the photos we're seeing from California, obviously, what these men and women are doing is amazing. Working 24 hours. I saw pictures this morning of some of these men and women sleep underneath the fire trucks in their sleeping bags just to get a little bit of rest. So we were talking about it. Is there an International Firefighters Day? There
is. I've always wondered about that.
I don't know. It started in Australia, and the date is May 4th.
Really?
But until yesterday... Did you know there was an International Firefighters Day?
I did not, and I don't know why I didn't know that, because...
No, I don't think anybody knows. Seriously, somebody brought it up. It's a great point. Why don't we have a day dedicated to celebrate the men and women who do this for a living and keep us safe?
Well, I knew there was a First Responders Day, and they fall into that category, but a specific day...
A Firefighters Day. Yeah, it's May 4th is what it would say. I don't know, man. We got to start thinking about that. We should do... Maybe something a little bit more next year. So, yeah, it's if you go on Google, it's International Firefighters Day. All right, we're done. Okay. Jolene's coming in next. Don't forget, if you want those Bob Seger stickers, we will mail them to you. Send us a self-addressed stamped envelope, of course. The keyword is...
Seger, yep. S-E-G-E-R. It's got the address right on the post, and we'll look for those to come in the mail.
Yeah, we're getting from all over the country, as a matter of fact. And, of course, anytime you're at a CSX event, ask about it. We'll have them there. I know I'll have them at a Dick Cavars on Thursday, and you'll have them Saturday at Mount Clemens during the parade.
I'm excited.
All right, we're done. Have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow. Always look on the bright side of life.